female sheep called a doe.
Okay.
You call a female billy goat a nanny.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else. When did y'all have a lot of people coming in here, you know, around when you were younger? Did a lot of folks travel through the area?
No, this country wasn't too open for them to travel.
It was?
No.
Why wasn't it?
Oh, it was all woods, you might say. There wasn't too much traveling to do here.
What would you call a person who maybe came and did you have folks visit you much? Or drop in on you?
No, we don't.
Yeah. What would you call a person who maybe came through the community or the town here at, what is it here at the township? Yeah, somebody who just kind of came through town and no one had seen him before. They'd say he was...
Well, you'd call him a stranger.
Okay. What if he came from another country?
Well, you'd call him a foreigner.
All right. Would you ever use the word foreigner when you're speaking about a person who maybe came from the north? Or came
no,
from
the most don't tell me, and I don't know. They call them northerners when they're from the north.
Now, your brother's son is called your...
My brother's son is called my nephew.
Okay. What about a child that's lost both its parents?
That's an orphan.
Okay. It's put in an institution. It's, and what about if somebody, if it has somebody to look after it? They call them their legal...
Why do they call them their legal, guardian, I guess, what they would be.
Okay.
I'm guessing at this stuff now. I'm not educated. I don't know if that's a little job.
Now, if you have a town and it's full of a lot of your cousins and nieces and
nephews,
you might say, this town is full of my...
Kin people.
Mm-hmm. Then somebody might ask you, is she kin to you? And you might say, well, she has the same name and we look a lot alike, but she's really...
No kin.
No
relation.
No relation, okay. All right. Oh, here's another name I wanted to ask you. The four Gospels were written by Mark.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. You said what?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's...
I don't know, I ain't had no experience with that.
Yeah. What would folks ever be delivered when there wasn't a doctor around? Who would deliver them?
Oh yeah, there used to be an old nigga woman. They call a midwife, that's what they call a midwife.
Yeah. Granny.
Deliver them. Pull them by his liver, some whole lot. As you said, that's the doctor, he'd be delivered before he'd get here.
Yeah. If a boy has the same color hair as his father and maybe the same shape of nose, you say he...
He's like his father.
Okay. Any other terms? You might say, what if a boy,
He favors his daddy?
Favors his daddy. What if he got to pick up the same sort of bad habits his father had?
Well, they just like his daddy. And they wave.
I tell you what, that boy, that father was an alcoholic, and that boy
is right in on it, right after.
Okay. That boy is the spitting image?
Yeah, he's spitting image. I've heard that old expression to me now.